Tonight on CBS News Bay Area, we are starting to put names and faces to the 7 lives lost in the mass shooting of Half Moon Bay farm workers.
They provide so much for us. I guess it just kind of like hits home a little bit.
This is the man accused of shooting them, faces a judge for the first time. And tonight we're learning more about the case and his past. And farm workers allegedly living in squalor, the living conditions now in the spotlight for a community hit by back-to-back tragedies.
Now we have, it's been exposed how our farm worker community is living, the living conditions. Let's not ignore that.
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliet Goodrich.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. Memorials are growing across the Bay Area tonight for the 7 farm workers killed in what's being described as a workplace shooting rampage in Half Moon Bay. And we now know the names of those victims, 5 men and 2 women, mostly Mexican and Chinese immigrants. An 8th victim remains in the hospital tonight. And we're also getting our first look at one of their faces, 50-year-old Marciano Martinez Jimenez. And our Katie Nielsen is at a growing memorial in downtown Half Moon Bay with his story.
This memorial in downtown Half Moon Bay has been growing all afternoon, with people stopping by not only to pay their condolences, but also to support each other. You can see dozens and dozens of bouquets of flowers, cards, candles, stuffed animals, notes of support and condolence for the 7 people who were killed, including 50-year-old Marciano Martinez Jimenez. According to a fundraising page set up by his brother, Marciano had lived in Half Moon Bay for 25 years and worked at Concord Farms and was also a volunteer at Rota Clinic. He's originally from Oaxaca, Mexico. His family is now trying to raise money to get Marciano's body back home to be buried with his parents. The memorial here at the park at the corner of Main Street and Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay has become a gathering spot for so many here as the tight-knit community continues to grieve. There's been a steady stream of people dropping off flowers and notes, while others have stopped to pray or take a few quiet moments to reflect on the events of the past few days that have shattered the peace in this small community.
They provide so much for us. I guess it just kind of like hits home a little bit. My dad and a lot of my uncles have been farm workers, and it kind of sucks that like we can't even be safe at our jobs anymore.
Nunca se había visto esto aquí en Half Moon Bay, y pues sí, la verdad todos estamos como tristes porque pues todos somos seres humanos y pues aunque nos conocíamos de vista, pues ahora sí que somos humanos y nos duele lo que pasó aquí.
One woman here in Half Moon Bay with ties to the agricultural community brought candles, one with each victim's name written on it. She said so many times the migrant workers are invisible, and she wanted to make sure that everyone knew their names because they worked so hard serving this community and also serving food that we eat every day. Now, there is going to be a public vigil planned right here in the park at Main and Kelly Avenue on Friday evening at 5 p.m. Everyone from the community is invited to attend.
Thank you, Katie. Downtown Half Moon Bay has been a place where the community has been coming to mourn, but the rest of the Bay Area is also sharing in their pain. And tonight, a candlelight vigil is being held in Oakland. It's been a lot this past couple of hours and the last couple of days. So this vigil is here to remember the victims of Half Moon Bay, as well as other 2 recent mass shootings at a gas station in Oakland and in Monterey Park. And our Kelsey Thorud has more from Wilma Chan Park.
Hundreds of people gathered here at Wilma Chan Park in Oakland to honor the victims of the 3 shootings that have happened in California just over the last few days. You can see just how many people have gathered out here in Oakland for this vigil. They are honoring the victims of the shootings in Monterey Park, Half Moon Bay, and here in Oakland. This vigil was organized by over 30 local organizations. They expect to hear from local religious leaders as well as local politicians. We spoke with one of the organizers earlier. She said that she hopes this gives people a chance to mourn.
It's emotional because traditionally our communities are discouraged to speak about negative things in the new year, you know? And so how do you mourn when you are not supposed to speak about it? But we're creating this space here today so that we can lift up those who lost their lives.
Sadly, this is not the first time that organizers have hosted an event for victims of mass shooting at this exact park. They, of course, don't want to have to hold events like this, but they do it to try and help members of the community here come together and mourn these victims. This, of course, is a very hard time for people in the AAPI community, as well as just the greater East Bay community, and they hope that by coming together, they can share in that grief, but also start to move forward.
Kelsey, thank you. Well said. Now the suspect, 66-year-old Chun-Li Zhao, made a brief appearance in San Mateo County Court this afternoon. Our Wilson Walker was there, and he has new details on the investigation and also the suspect's past.
Seven counts of murder with special circumstances that would mean a conviction would bring life in prison without parole or the death penalty, moratorium or not. Now, Zhao only appeared in court for maybe 5 minutes, hiding his face behind a piece of paper for most of that time. He only spoke to confirm his name through an interpreter, and he did not enter a plea. District Attorney Steve Wagstaff handled the hearing himself and spoke to reporters afterwards.
I would phrase it in this way. He was cooperative with the sheriff's detectives who did the interview. It was done through an interpreter, Mandarin interpreter, and my office was watching it from outside.
Wagstaff says his office is now diving into the suspect's past, including a 2013 civil case in which a co-worker asked for a restraining order accusing Zhao of trying to suffocate him with a pillow and threatening him with a knife.
And we certainly are, the sheriff's office is aware and looking to get all the precise detail on it.
As for the shooting investigation, there were several new pieces of information passed along.
There was a note inside the car. We're not revealing that at this point. Question was whether this is any evidence of copycat at Monterey Park. And we believe the answer is no to that. Not just simply, we're not sure. We believe the answer is no.
Wagstaff went on to say his office believes they know a motive in the shooting, but he would not divulge that, saying the focus is now on the prosecution.
That's why from this point on, the sheriff's office will not be making public statements about the case. It will all go through my office, and we're going to do it very limited for the reason that we want to make sure that this man gets a fair trial, that the victims' families get justice through a fair trial, and that the case gets tried here in the community in which it was committed.
Two private defenders have been assigned the case. There is no public defender here in San Mateo County. Those private defenders say they need some time to speak with their client, the arraignment now scheduled for February 16th.
We will certainly cover that. And there is also focus on the two farms where the shootings happened after Governor Newsom suggested that some of the farm workers in that area live in subpar conditions and work well below minimum wage.
Some of you should see where these folks are living. The conditions they're in. Living in shipping containers. Living in shipping containers. Folks getting $9 an hour.
So the governor didn't call out any of the farms by name. Terra Gardens, where the first shooting happened, tells us their employees make between $16.50 and $20 an hour, plus benefits. Concord Farms has not responded. And today, the DA said the farm owners are not under criminal investigation, but that the county manager is looking into allegations of poor living conditions.
They have been out there. They have seen some of the squalor that exists out there. And the answer, I believe, as the county manager told me this morning, which is now we know about it, and now we have to act on it. So I believe there will be steps taken to deal with that situation.
And the county says it will provide income replacement and hotel rooms to the workers impacted by the shootings. The group Farm Worker Caravan is also trying to help. And today they collected food, clothes, diapers and items in San Jose, then delivered them to families displaced by the shootings and the recent floodings.
The farm workers are under duress every single day. They're a community that's a shadow community that is much vilified sometimes because of their status. And sometimes people just don't appreciate what these people are contributing to our society. There's not a single person in America that doesn't benefit from a farm worker, and everybody eats every single day. And that food, even if it's packaged and has plastic around it, it has been touched by a farm worker at some point.
And if you would like to help, and so many want to, we've posted a link to our website at kpix.com.